Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a retro rave DJ intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very specific. Make it feel like a proper jungle or old-school D&B transition tool, not just a generic intro loop. That matters because in D&B, especially in jungle and rave-influenced styles, the intro is part of the arrangement language. It tells the DJ how long they can blend, where the phrases sit, and what kind of energy is coming next. A strong intro gives you headroom, cue points, tension, and identity. It opens the door without giving the whole track away. So before you touch any sounds, decide what job this intro is doing. Is it a 16-bar mix-in, a 32-bar DJ opener, or a longer 64-bar scene setter? For this kind of build, think in the clean phrase blocks. A solid old-school style layout might start with filtered break texture and atmosphere, then bring in a stab or vocal cut, then tease a bit of bass, and finally lift into the drop with a controlled turnaround. Why this works in D&B is simple. DJs need phrase readability. If the intro is too freeform, it becomes hard to mix. If it is too empty, it loses character. You want something that feels like a record opener, not a sketch. Now start with a rhythmic spine. Pick one strong break as your anchor, not three competing drum layers. If the break is already good, let it lead. Use warp only as much as you need to keep it locked. Don't sterilize the groove if the source has natural swing. That looseness is part of the jungle feel. A practical chain here might be EQ 8 to clean the sub-rumble. Maybe a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz, and if the break is boxy, a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. A touch of drum bus can add density, but keep it subtle. A little saturator can bring hair and weight if the break needs it. The main thing is to preserve the transient shape and the swing. What to listen for here is the snare anchor. Does it still feel like the center of gravity? Does the kick disappear under processing? Does the break still breathe, or has it become a rigid grid pattern? If it starts sounding flat, stop stacking plugins and go back to editing. Often the best fix is moving hits, not crushing them. Now choose your flavor. You've basically got two strong directions. One is a more classic rave tool approach, where the intro has stronger stabs, more obvious vocal cues, and a slightly more open feel. The other is a darker utility intro, with tighter break focus, more negative space, and fewer melodic reveals. Both work. The important thing is to commit early, because that choice changes the whole arrangement. If you go for the classic route, you foreground the identity elements. If you go for the darker route, you build tension through restraint. Either way, the intro should feel intentional. An advanced builder knows that clarity of vision matters more than packing in more sounds. From there, add one complementary top layer. Think chop tambourine, shaker, rimshot, ghost percussion, or a short hat pattern. Its job is to answer the break, not fight it. You want it to make the groove feel more urgent and more readable on smaller systems. A simple Ableton approach is to put that layer in simpler if you want quick slicing, then high pass it aggressively with a Q8 so it stays out of the low mids. You can use auto filter to open it gradually as the intro unfolds, and utility if you need to narrow it slightly. Keep this layer tight and dry. Too much space on percussion can blur the break and weaken the whole phrase. What to listen for now is whether the new layer increases momentum or whether it steals focus from the snare grid. If it steals focus, pull it down, cut more low mid content, and simplify. In this style, clarity beats clutter every time. Next, place one signature accent. This is the part that says, this tune has identity. It could be a rave stab, a chopped vocal phrase, a classic style hit, or a short sample cut. Don't make it behave like a full lead, make it a phrase marker. One hit every two or four bars is often enough. A strong chain for that kind of element might be simpler or sampler, then auto filter, then a short reverb, maybe a little delay, and EQ 8 to trim any harshness in the upper mids. Let the accent arrive in a musical place relative to the break. Often the best move is to let the drum groove carry the bar, while the stab lands on the top of a phrase, or just before a turn. That makes the intro readable for DJs, and this is a great point to remember. The best intro doesn't scream the whole tune at you. It hints. It gives you the fingerprint, not the entire handprint. Now create movement with automation instead of adding more and more sounds. This is where Ableton really shines. Use filter movement, level automation, and maybe a touch of reverb send automation so the intro evolves without bloating out. For example, you might open a low-pass filter gradually over 8 to 16 bars. You might push a little more send into reverb just before a turnaround, then pull it back on the downbeat. You might whiten a texture slightly with utility, while keeping all low-end elements centered and mono. You might bring the stab forward by just a small amount as the transition approaches. Don't automate everything at once. That's a common mistake. If the break opens first, then the stab opens, then the atmosphere widens, the listener can feel a clear path. That's the magic. In DNB, rhythmic continuity with selective contrast is what creates tension. You do not need huge harmonic development in the intro. You need a controlled journey from tool to statement. Now let's bring in bass, but keep it as a hint. This is where a lot of intro rebuilds fall apart, because the bass arrives too early and the DJ utility disappears. You want to imply weight before you fully reveal it. A good tease could be a short sub pulse, a filtered Reese fragment, or a low mid answer note. Keep it narrow at first. Let the full bass line wait until the drop or near drop section. A source like operator or wave eatable works well, then shape it with saturator, EQ8, and auto filter. Keep the sub centered and stable, especially below roughly 120 Hz. Any movement should live higher up, in the 150 to 700 Hz range. What to listen for here is whether the bass hint adds gravity without making the intro feel like the drop already arrived. Also check it in mono. If the low end starts hollowing out or wandering, is too wide or too busy, keep the weight disciplined. That's what makes the eventual drop hit harder. At this point, stop and listen in context. Don't judge the intro in solo only. Listen from the previous section into the intro, and then from the intro into the drop. The intro has to function as a bridge in the full arrangement, not just as a nice sound design loop. This is where phrase logic becomes crucial. Try to make the first strong cue land on a clean 4-bar boundary. If you're building a 16-bar DJ intro, maybe the first 8 bars stay more skeletal, then the next 8 add identity, then the final part pushes toward the drop. If you're making 24 or 32 bars, keep meaningful changes at bar 9, bar 17, or bar 25. That's the language DJs trust. A really useful workflow move in Ableton is to commit the break and sample heavy parts to audio once the groove feels right. That frees up CPU, and more importantly, it forces you to make decisions. Endless micro-editing can kill momentum. If the groove is right, trust it. Now shape the transition into the drop with negative space and a controlled turnaround. This is where the intro stops being a loop and becomes a proper launch point. You might cut the drums briefly and leave a snare tail or a hat echo. You might use a reverse hit pulling into the first drop beat. You might open the filter, then suddenly strip one element out so the final downbeat lands with more force. Keep the pre-drop functional. Don't overload it with giant risers and too much wet reverb. If the pre-drop is too wet, the drop will feel smaller. Usually the drop feels bigger because the intro becomes more restrained, not because the intro becomes louder. Then do a mono and balance check. This is non-negotiable for a DJ intro. Use utility to hear what happens in mono. If the break disappears, if the stab loses identity, or if the bass gets hollow, reduce stereo width on anything important. Let ambience stay wide if you want, but keep the kick, snare, and bass fundamentals centered and solid. A strong retro rave intro can be wide in spirit, but the club translation comes from center mass. That solid core is what makes it mixable. A few extra coaching notes here. First, treat the intro like a mixing platform, not a scene. It has to tell a DJ three things fast: where the phrase is, how much headroom exists, and when the record will turn. If any of those are unclear, the intro may sound cool but it won't function. Second, keep the first 8 bars more skeletal than you think. Dark intros hit harder when the groove has space and the ear is not exhausted. Third, if a new sound only makes the intro busier and not more readable, you're probably done. And if you need a quick quality check, ask yourself this: does this sound like a record intro, or does it just sound like an idea? If it still feels like an idea, simplify, tighten what's there. Don't keep adding. For darker or heavier DNB, remember a few useful tricks. Use mid-range menace instead of sub-overload. Let filtered Reese fragment or detuned layer around 180 to 700 Hz suggest danger without eating the low-end slot. Keep the low-end mono, but allow controlled stereo above it. And if you want more character, roughen the edges, not the whole mix. A little saturation on a sample or break can beat enough. You can also resample good accidental moments. If a break, chop, or stab cut sounds nasty in the right way, bounce it to audio and reintroduce it as a hit or transition element. That often gives you more character than endless tweaking. So to recap, a strong retro rave DJ intro is about function first, character second, polish third, build around one strong break, reveal identity in controlled doses, keep the sub disciplined, automate movement with intent, align the section to phrase logic, check it in mono, and make sure the drop still lands with force. If you can hear the intro breathing, if a DJ could mix over it, and if the drop still feels like a proper escalation, then you've built it right. Now take the practice challenge. Build a 16-bar retro rave DJ intro using one break, one identity sample or stab, and one bass hint. Keep the bass mostly out of the first 8 bars. Automate only one main filter move and one level move. Check it in mono once before you finish. If you can count the phrase without guessing, and the intro feels like it opens a door into the track, you're on the right path. Push it, trust your ears, and keep it functional.